The 14th of July, 09. You are a mighty man of war. You are a mighty warrior. Mighty is your name. You're trusted with my word. Out of your mouth will go a two-edged sword. You speak truth in righteousness. You are indeed a king and a priest to me. I have seen the deepest parts of you, and nothing is hid from me. I am preparing a way for you. Rest, rest, and reflect on me. Don't run ahead. You have thousands of angels around you. You know my word. You will be given understanding at the time. I walk in you, so walk in me. The 28th of July, 09. What you have proposed in your heart, do. There is no obstacle in your way. I have given you a clear vision. You have a soulmate. The 12th of August, 09. I am higher. My word won't come back void. You will move mountains. You will see the sick healed. I am well pleased with you. My arm is around you. I have set it in the heaven. Speak my word with faith. I am in a still voice. The 21st of August, 09. Let the dead bury the dead. Do the work of an evangelist. Move not to the left or the right. I abide in my word. You have been taught well. You're wavering. Don't waver. I will be powerful in you if you stay in the word. Keep going straight on the path. The 14th of September, 09. Head for that mark in the distant horizon. Don't waver. Stay on course with that which is in your heart. Keep looking at the mark. Don't waver on that distant mark. October, 09. I will reveal my glory from north, south, east, and west soon over the earth. I will be in my people. You are jewels pressed in my crown. I have kept you for myself. November, 09. Picture a rider in front of an army with a flag. He is holding it up with great pride. He is proud of this flag. That rider is you, leading a great army into battle. And that flag is my word. You will lead into battle with my word. So keep going on the path you're on. I am very happy with you. November 09. So set the captives free. I have given you an anointing. You have my word in you. Teach people the anointing. Demonstrate the anointing. Pull down strongholds and break the fetters. Preach the word. Break down, drill through the rocks. You are fully equipped. November 09. Picture children lost in this world and have no leader. You are fully equipped with my power and anointing. People will come to the anointing in you. You don't want them injured or hurt in any way. So show them the anointing. I will be with you all the way. Just trust. Listen to that voice in you intently, and I will be there. You are fully equipped. Trust in me. November 09. A light set on a hill can't be hid. It is light all around. What is good is true. Look at these things. You have the word inside of you. You will be used. November 09. My love is all encompassing around you. I will not let you go astray. My love is greater than you can imagine. No father will let his go astray. So trust in me for your safety. You are mine, and I love you. You can't be tricked if you stay in me. I have kept you for myself as jewels in my crown. December 09. My spirit will teach you. You have not any man to teach of me. The spirit in you is not in vain. My son died on the cross so you could have the spirit. December 09. Try the spirits. Be battle savvy. Don't align yourself with unbelievers. Be very careful with who you align yourself. The battle is all around you. Keep your eyes on me. Your weapons are not carnal. Back each other up. The enemy has got them on a treadmill going around. December 09. You will have all the gifts given to you. You will have power through your hands. You will scarcely be able to contain the power. I give all the gifts to you free as a gift. But when I say, it is my church and I am the head. January 2010. You're on a raft on the sea. You're going against the current of the sea. Don't fight the current. Go with it. Rest in me. The Spirit will say which way to go. Be led. If you go the wrong way, the Spirit will tell you so. Count every man a liar, but my word true. It is like a bag with a hole in it. Don't strive. January 2010. Picture a night sky with stars in it. How they twinkle. Picture one star that is very bright amongst the stars, and it gets so bright it explodes in front of you. You're that star, and soon you will not be able to contain my power in you. You will burst forth, praying and is building that power, and I say to you, pray continually, and that power will break forth. At an appointed time, all understanding will be given. Your flesh can't handle it at this time, but soon. So pray, building yourself up in the Spirit. May 2010. Don't keep coming back and asking, can I do this? We have spoken about this several times. Just put your foot on the path and do it. I will be there with you. I will never leave you. Look in your heart and do it. I will be there with you. You are trusted with my word, so do what you want. I will be with you. Don't be double-minded. Just trust my son. May 2010. There are many who will say, Lord, didn't I do great things in your name? But they want to be seen of men. They have the reward. June 2010. Picture a man with a backpack, and he is on a path, but he steps off into the world from time to time. He will be lost, but you stay on the path, and you will live, my son. June 2010. I cannot give you the end plan for you, or the enemy will see. So trust me day to day, you will see soon enough the plan. June 2010. Donna and you are a cord, two halves of one whole. You have a job to do, and Donna has hers for security of both of you. So one is not exalted above the other. So work together. June 2010. I have given you this anointing to heal the brokenhearted. I will draw men unto you. July 2010. You're indeed in the battle. I would have you to watch your tongue, that you do not offend. Seek after wisdom diligently, and I will give it all to you, liberally and not hold back. I will give wisdom for all things, so trust in my leading. The battle can be won in many ways, but my word will not change. July 2010. Jesus had no home, had no place to put his head, as foxes have holes. He had none. I have called you to this calling. You and Donna, You will always be separate from your brethren. You will be sent from time to time fellowship by the ones I choose. Your fellowship is with me. July 2010. You have built your house on a rock, and nothing will come against it. My rock will stand forever, and likewise my promises will stand forever. They are as true as my son is. You may be tossed around, but your feet are firmly on that rock. So stand on my promises. They are yea and amen. December 2012. My hand is not short concerning my people. I can provide for you in everything. I raised Moses to deliver my people, and I am raising you up for this purpose. I have separated you as I did Moses in the wilderness. I sent him in power, and I will send you in power. My hand is not short concerning my people. Take one step and one day at a time. I have a plan, and I will fulfill it in you. February 2011. The stage is set, and the battle is in place. The curtains are opening now. So draw close to me, and the Holy Spirit will give you day-to-day instructions on the way to go. This year will be a monumental year. A crack in the heavens is opening, so get ready. February 2011. Don't just sit around and wait for victory. Go in to the land and take what is yours. It is all yours. Go in and get it. This is the victory, your victory. So fight, fight, fight the enemy, and you will win all that is yours. Go after it with the sword of the Spirit. February 2011. You will be used greatly, so I can't stress this enough. Stay humble. I warn you, or I can't use you as I want to in these last days. February 2011. Stay in my word all the time. If you want to honor my son, Jesus, he is the word. Then stay on and in the word. This is your anchor, and my spirit will guide you. February 2011. You were called from the beginning, even when you had hands laid on you. From that time, you knew who you were. Just like Joseph, his brothers despised him for who he was. But I had a plan, and I will raise you up as he. February 2011. If you keep my word, you honor my son. If you want to honor my son, keep his word. You dishonor him if you don't keep my son's word. February 2011. Don't spin and toil in your head about things. I have a daily, weekly, and yearly plan for you. I will give you the plan day to day. Be still and know I am God. Don't run ahead in your mind. Let me guide you from day to day. March 2011. What you are seeing is only the start of things worldwide. It will be in every place, and they will fear what is happening in the world. They will come to you for answers, and you will have them all in me. I have you in the palm of my hand and love you much, and I have put my word in you, and you will walk in great power. I speak to you daily, so be listening to my voice. I will not let you fall. I will uphold you. My son has kept all that I have given him, and you are them. March 2011. Let him who has ears to hear this. This is the start of it all. For you are chosen vessels for my work. Listen to the Spirit, and he will show you where to go. And if you go the wrong way, you will know, you will know. For he will tell you. What king going to battle will not count the cost for what it will cost? He knows everything down to the last detail of everything. This is the start, so keep your eyes on me. April 2011. Picture a leaf in a gently flowing river, and that leaf is going with the flow as it flows around bends. This is you. You are moving along in my ways. I can call on you at any time to do my will. I am well pleased with you. You will increase in power as you move along in my will for you. March 2011. Let your words be seasoned with salt. You have entered through a door where your words have an effect, not only in the earthly realm, but in the spirit realm. So be careful what you say. You are responsible for what you say. You fight in a battle. Your words don't come back void. They have authority in the spirit realm. Stay in the word. August 2011. Jesus did not stay in one place and attach himself to one synagogue or one city. He went up into the mountain to be with me. You have a job to do, and it is not to play church and settle into one town, church life or lifestyle. You are not to go off and do your own thing in this world. You are mine to do with. In August 2011, I asked the Lord, I was seeking him for a long time about this clarification. I was asking him, where is the line with Christians? And he said to me, behold, the good and the severity of the Lord. I am a loving God, full of grace and mercy, but I am a righteous judge, and I will judge as well. There is no grey line in me, but you are doing my word, or you are of your father, Satan. So have no fellowship with devils, for they are rebellious to my word, and they have their reward. August 2011. Because of the enemy, I cannot give you the plan up ahead, as he will know my ways, but you know my ways from day to day. That is all you need at this time. There are more seals to be open, and you will know as they are opened. Picture an army, a great army, and you will be in this army. I will give you to know at the time. September 2011. The shaking is coming. My word is life to your body. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit all agree and can't not be but one. So sucker close to the Lord. Stay close to me. Picture a hill and you are going up, and boulders from time to time are coming down, and you know how to duck down from them into me and hide. The boulders will pick up pace, so get ready. Picture a tree and it is shaking violently in a big storm. It goes from side to side. Stay within me and you won't be shaken. You will not fail. You'll not fall from me. I warn you now of things soon to come. September 2011. Picture a father and his son with a gift in a box. And he looks at it and says, what is it? And his father and him put it together, and over time it takes shape and form. And he has great joy unspeakable, what the Father has for him. It is nearly put all together, and soon you will see what it is all about, my son. September 2011. My word will go on forever and ever. Not one word will fail. Not one. Each word is interconnected with all of my word. You are chosen vessels for my work I have. My son has done it all. You can't do anything to make them do my word. They have no excuse to not do my word. So just stand on and in my word and speak it, and I will be happy with you. You are my chosen vessels for this end time. October 2011. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear his voice, and so is every one born of the Spirit. He will fill who he fills. My son went in my power and authority, and you now go in his power and authority. You will get stronger in him with power, signs and miracles. You represent him on this earth. As my son represented the Father, stay in my son by staying in the word. Do not move from it. Don't give yourself to man's fables and lies. Stay in my word and you will be safe. November 2011. Very soon I will blow away all the darkness on this earth, and my glory will shine. I will give mankind a chance to come to me through you and others. You will walk in signs and wonders very soon. I will draw men unto you. So draw unto me more and more. Get ready. December 2011. Know that you are gold being purified in the fiery trials. I know what you need to be tried in to perfect you for my work. I am coming back soon, and that which you see in the Spirit is what you will be doing, and you will be with me as I sweep the land in a great battle. The Father looks after his children, so I do with you. The fiery darts of the enemy can't hurt you. I have covered you by my love. December 2011. You are at the door and have arrived and have no more walking to do to this point. Soon the door will open for you, so don't lose heart and don't try to push the door open yourself. I will not be pushed. All things are in place, so very, very soon and all will be revealed to you. So be patient and wait. January 2012. Forced multiplied works both ways, my children. So cast out unbelief. First look for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Divide and conquer. Satan works with his people and you work with yours. You always have the upper hand. January 2012. Deep calls to deep, light to light. Men heavy with sins will feel bad in your presence. So don't be dismayed at this. It is war on both sides. Those of mine will come to the light in you and will love you. Those of the dark will hate you, for you show up the darkness they hide in. So go forth and shine the light of your Father in the dark places. Reprove and rebuke. January 2012. Very soon, things that are will fail. Do you wonder why man is not afraid of me coming back soon? They will be left out and judged by not following me. But you have your eyes on me and are mine. Look to me for your safety in all that will come upon the world. I will uphold you and be with you and walk in you. Very soon the door will open. There will be a war in the heavens soon. January 2012. I want you to see into my realm of the Spirit. Pray that your eyes be open into my spirit realm. Seek me with all your heart, for all that you need is there. February 2012. There are blades of grass in Australia waiting to be watered. And if one will pray for them to be watered, I will bring revival increase to this land. February 2012. Remember back when you received the Spirit? You were in one place and then another. So when you step through the door, it will be a new life for you. It will all start. I want you to spearhead a work for me. Be humble and remember, it's all Jesus. I give you a meek and quiet spirit. February 2012. Set your face like flint. Don't be moved by anything. Build yourself up for the times ahead. I said it will come. You will see tanks move across the land, and the people will be afraid of things, and they will look for answers and go to you. March 2012. I have hid you like I did Moses and Jesus when they were little babies. Nothing the enemy can do will stop my plan I have for you. Soon all will be revealed in a split of time. All over the world I will bring forth my plan, so be patient and wait, not long, and you will see. April 2012. My people don't know me. They have their own programs, and their ways are not my ways. I will spew them out of my mouth. They are an abomination to me. Stay close to me, my children. Soon my people will be set free from the darkness. April 2012. Those of the darkness will hate you because of their sin being manifest to them, and those of the light will come to you as to the light. Be happy you are hated for my name's sake, as Jesus did. So are you in this world. You will be used in me greatly. April 2012. I asked the Lord because so many people were getting baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit off the street, and I was a bit concerned about not discipling them, and the Lord asked me to keep moving on. So I sought him, and he gave me this. I am God, and I know all things. I put my spirit in them, and I make them stand. I do all things, and nothing is done in this world without my power. You can't do anything outside of the Spirit in you. So stay in the leading of my Spirit, and I will be happy with you. Don't spin and toil in your head about things I have not asked you to do. If they are mine, I will keep them, not you. April 2012. Judgment is coming, and brother and sister will be against each other. Don't be surprised about this. When they say peace and safety, don't believe it. I will bring judgment. I am a God of judgment. I have waited long enough. It is time to bring judgment to those that will not listen to my word. May 2012. As a great army goes towards a city, the people drop their guns and run. A great army with perfect understanding of what to do. They are all in perfect communication with each other and their great commander. So too will my army of mighty men go into a city, and the enemy will run, and you will take the town. June 2012. You have stepped through that door, but the final door is when you step through Jesus, when he comes for you. You have moved into a new part of me, and as you move from glory to glory into higher places in me, I will lead you on to glory. July 2012. I have given you power and authority, so go and do my work. Look at my son, how he went away and communed with me, and then was led by the Spirit in signs and wonders. So draw near to me, and you will move mountains. Your words have power on earth. July 2012. This world will be brought low, and great fire will come. And yes, you are right about what you see in the Spirit. You will walk in great power, and you will start great fires all over the world very soon. I have kept you clean from the world and religion. So stay close to me and I will keep you. August 2012. I am revealing mysteries hid from man from the beginning of time to you. All my chosen all over the world that are turning into me are being prepared for battle. They will be taken and fight in a big battle with me. So stay close to me and soon all will be revealed. My grace abounds over you. Great, great grace abounds over you. So as I reveal my plan in my word, you will see all things. September 2012. I would have you be as little children, not worrying about things. I will provide in everything you need as a father will do. But I want you to be as men about my word and growing fully up. So walk in my meat of the word as I show you. I'm very happy with your progress in me. September 2012. You are mine and the enemy can't touch you because I have covered you with my love. I would have you not to lose focus on me doing what I have said. I will shake the world soon. Don't lose sight now. It's not later, but now. The nations are lining up, so get ready. Don't rest now. September 2012. Wherever you go, you stir up a hornet's nest. You are lights in a dark place, and marvel not that they hate you. The demons manifest when you come amongst them. But pray for them, for you are mine and my lights, as Jesus was. I have a work for you to do. October 2012. Picture a house and it is clean, top to bottom. There is not a spot in it. It's clean all over. This is how I want you to be. Whenever the most tiniest spot is there, it is seen. The same as when a dirty house gets more dirt in it. You can't see it. I am very pleased with you. Stay clean and fill your house with me. December 2012. I have made a place for you to come, a place of rest, peace, and joy to get you through what is coming upon the earth. I call you again to come into this place. In a moment all will be changed. The earth will be plunged into darkness, and you will be my lights in this dark world. So come, come and be with me in this place of safety.